Jay Carey is executive director of the National LGBTQ Task Force, and she's here to talk about the task force, their fabulous upcoming virtual events, and give us her spin on our LGBTQ issues. Hi, Ray.
Hey, great to talk with you.
Give us some background about the National LGBTQ Task Force.
The National LGBTQ Task Force is actually the nation's oldest advocacy organization for our community. We were founded in 1973, and we're a little bit nerdy and very passionate. So we work on all the issues that affect our lives. And the way that we do that is we frame our work by the belief that we are all whole people, right? That you cannot be a lesbian one day, a mom the next day, and Latinx the third day. You are all of those things all of the time. And so we do our work from that standpoint and make sure that we are attending to the whole broad range of issues that affect our lives.
Tell us about your virtual gala event on October 3rd.
We have a really unique event coming up on October 3rd. It's our virtual gala. And actually, this gala has been known as our Miami Gala for years and years. And as everybody knows, this year is different. And it is the first time that we are taking our gala virtual online. The downside is we don't all get to sit around tables together and dance together and celebrate together. But the upside is now people from across the country can join in this event and celebrate together. The unique thing about this gala is this is the 24th annual gala, and we have partnered with the Miami Foundation LGBTQ Project Community Fund to give away money from this gala and from another event that we produce called the Winter Party Festival. And over the last many years, we have given back to the South Florida community over $3.3 million. And those dollars go to vital community services for youth, for seniors, for LGBTQ arts. So it's really an exciting event, and this year it's just going to be a little bit different. The theme for this year's gala is the power of us. And what we really want to convey to people is, like we have seen again and again and again in the LGBTQ community, we are resilient, we are determined. We are going to ensure that our voice is heard this year through voting and through the census, and we're going to bring people together to motivate and mobilize them.
Who are the special guests that are going to appear?
Well, this year is going to be a lot of fun, and I can at least give you a sneak peek of some of the folks who are going to be joining us this year. We do have some upcoming announcements, so be sure to be watching our social media for that. But this year, we are so excited to welcome Miss Latrice Royale, who's going to be hosting our evening. She is a world-renowned drag entertainer, super smart about politics and about what's going on in the world. And then we've also got some other folks who are joining us. Manila Luzon from RuPaul's Drag Race, comedian Christina Bianco. We also have some special appearances by some folks who are going to encourage us all to vote, including Alan Cumming, George Takei, and Mayor Pete. So we have more to come that I can't announce yet, but at least I can tell you about those.
What other virtual events are you planning?
Well, like so many of our communities, organizations across the country, we are having to adapt this year and turn many of our in-person events, in fact, all of our in-person events, into virtual events. So really the big one that we're looking forward to in addition to our gala is our annual Creating Change Conference. This is a conference that for decades has brought people together around the country. We've moved the location, had local host committees, and this year we were supposed to be in Washington, D.C. in January, but unfortunately we can't do that. So we are bringing people together virtually, and in some ways, we're taking the best of the best of Creating Change Conference, of coming together, of ensuring that we're bringing together a diverse community of people to share their strategies, learn how to be activists in their own communities, and to be inspired by each other, really, and some of our community's leaders. So the Creating Change Conference will be happening at the end of January, and folks can learn about that by going to our website, thetaskforce.org, or creatingchange.org.
What do you hope to accomplish with these events?
Well, with all of our virtual events, what I hope for is that even though we're virtual, even though we're watching on our computer screens, that we still have that core sense of community. We know from the history of what we call the modern LGBTQ movement that progress is made, that we survive and thrive when we come together to create change, to celebrate our wins, to mourn our losses. But again and again, we come together as community, we pull ourselves up, and we move forward. And so in some ways, what I hope out of all of our virtual events is that sense of connection with each other. You know, I came out in the 80s and working in this movement since then, and very early on, one of the things that we always used to say is, you are not alone. You are not alone. And that's what I hope people get a sense of and can feel and experience through all of our virtual events. And in addition to that, that whether it's gaining skills at creating change or learning something new through our gala, that our lives are enriched by being together, being in community, and being motivated to continue to push forward for progress for our community, even in the face of some of the challenges that we have now.
With COVID-19, how are you dealing with the new normal, especially, you know, with working and social distancing and doing the work that needs to be done?
Well, like everyone in this country, we are having to adapt with the realities of COVID. And certainly since March, when we shut down all of our offices, had all of our staff start working remotely, life has changed. But we have adapted and we are resilient. All of our staff are working remotely and really adapt what we're known for, which is our grassroots organizing, being on the ground, going door to door, talking to people, and adapting that into a virtual environment. And we miss going door to door. We miss talking to people. We miss doing trainings in person. And there are certainly hardly any upsides to COVID. One maybe little upside is that we're able to actually reach more people. We were going to be going door to door in Florida doing Get Out the Vote. We are going to be going door-to-door and on-the-ground campaigns asking people to fill out their census, and we're not able to do that. What we have been able to do is reach hundreds of thousands of people through our online mobilization, voter engagement, engaging people in filling out their census. And so it's a big change, but it turns out that I think we're actually going to be able to reach that many more people. I think for so many people across the country, this is one of the most challenging experiences that we've faced together. And that, in addition to the continued violence against transgender members of our community, particularly transgender women of color, with the continued police violence and murders of Black people in our country, there is so much that, as people who care about social justice, we're holding right now, we're hoping for right now, and really I think with the elections this fall, it's an opportunity for us to really make sure that all of our voices are heard. Even if we're all stuck at home, we have got to reach out, we've got to connect with people, and we've got to make some changes in this country.
With LGBTQ teens already 4 times more likely to attempt suicide than their heterosexual peers after facing bullying incidents, what advice would you have to these kids, especially dealing with COVID-19 and a lot of these kids having now to be at home?
I'm so glad that you've asked me about young people in our community. And I actually started out my career working to actually do HIV prevention with youth experiencing homelessness and youth who were kicked out of their homes, and then helped to create national work, national organizations, national work for LGBTQ youth. And one of the things, as much progress as we have made for our community, one of the things that is so disheartening is the same statistics that we had in the 80s and 90s, we still have now for how many young people are being bullied, how many young people are forced into homelessness because they're not welcome at home, how many young people have to leave their places of worship because they are disconnected from their families. And so it's a particularly challenging time. I've been inspired by a lot of the youth leadership over the years. But one thing we know is that isolation is particularly challenging for young people in general, but certainly for LGBTQ teens. And I guess going back to something we talked about earlier is to just say again and again, you are not alone. There are people who care for you. Connect with others as you are safe to do so online. There are resources like the Trevor Project to reach out to. There are community-based youth-serving organizations around the country. And maybe even with COVID now, young people can reach out to organizations that maybe they physically couldn't go to before and to create community. And so I just encourage young people to try to stay connected, to reach out to those you can. If you are feeling despair and need someone to talk to, call the Trevor Project. They are an excellent organization for support. And to know that we will get through COVID, we will get through the political situation now with this administration being so cruel to our community, and to hang in there. We will all be together on the other side of this.
How can people get information about the National LGBTQ Task Force and also all the virtual events that are coming up?
For folks who want to learn more about our work and events coming up, whether it's our gala, our Creating Change conference, or other ways to stay engaged, they can go to thetaskforce.org. We're also on all the social media channels. We invite you to engage with us. And it's not just about learning more. It's about being engaged. And there are so many ways to do that this year. Two things in particular we are encouraging people to do is, number one, fill out your census. As LGBTQ people, one of our core experiences is coming out, which we have to do again and again and again throughout our lives. Coming out about who we are, who we love, how we want to be in the world. And at its core, the census is about being seen. And if we're not seen, we're not counted. And if we're not counted, millions and millions of dollars won't be coming to our community for vital services that we need. So first and foremost, we want people to complete their census this month. Also, if you are of age to vote, get out and vote. If you feel that you could be a poll worker, if that's a safe situation for you, we encourage people to be poll workers. We encourage people to help others get to the polls. So there's so many ways to be engaged, and you can check out those areas of work that we do and others at thetaskforce.org.
What other projects are you working on?
One of the things that we have decided to do this year with the opportunity to go virtual is to take some of our programming that we've done at Creating Change and replicate it at different times of the year. So one of our most exciting projects that we've done in the past is our Queering Racial Justice Training. So we've got our QTOPOC, Leadership and Resistance Training coming up October 10th. Folks can register for it again by going to our website. And this is an opportunity for queer and trans people of color activism, people who care about queer and trans people of color in our community, to come together to build your skills, to broaden your understanding of the issues at stake here, and to invest in community organizing strategies so that we can all look forward to a future with of freedom and liberation. So it's going to be exciting. We're bringing people together. We've done this many years in person, both at Creating Change and otherwise, but there's going to be some great programming this year. We're going to be doing a session on talking about state-sanctioned violence. We have seen this again and again and again for so long, and it's heartening this year that more people are getting involved, are paying attention, are going beyond just saying Black Lives Matter, but showing up in the streets and talking to their friends and family about racial injustice. We're going to have some caucus spaces where people can gather together to talk more deeply about their own experiences. And we're going to be creating community together so that at the end of the time together, people will have resources not only that they have taken from the training, but in each other, connecting with each other. What's working in your community? How could we take that strategy and apply it to our community? So we are super excited for our Queering Racial Justice this year. And again, it's October 10th, and you can find out more information by going to thetaskforce.org.
Is there a question you wish people would ask you?
I think if there were a question I wish people would ask even more is, how can I be engaged, and how can I make a difference? And I think, unfortunately, there's this feeling of like, oh, if you're going to be an activist, you have to be out in the streets and protest. And yes, that's part of it. But so is having a conversation with your friends, with your family members about the issues that matter to you as an LGBT or Q person. There are so many ways to get involved. And certainly, one of the ways we really want people to get involved this year is vote. Let your voice be heard. Another way you can make a difference is even making a contribution to the task force. You can go to thetaskforce.org and donate in any amount. I promise you, we are very good at stretching every single dollar. And so we hope people will contribute if they can. And also, you know, I've been in this movement a long time, and one of my beliefs is that all of our organizations are actually part of one big pie, right? We're all part of the bigger picture of doing this work. So if there are other organizations that you're passionate about and you're drawn to their work, become involved or donate to them. We're all working towards the same day when each of us as LGBTQ people can be our whole self, our full self, all of the time. And it's going to take all of us to get there.
Do you have a favorite quote or mantra to get you through these difficult times?
Well, I guess I'd say, Charlotte, one of the things that has gotten me through many difficult times before, it was the early years of the AIDS crisis or so many other challenges that our community has faced, is actually the Taoist farmer's story. And I won't tell the whole story, but the purpose of it really is sometimes on their surface, something horrible happens. And the farmer in this story, who has a series of things happening, always replies with, it depends, or we'll see. So when his horse runs away and his neighbors say, oh, this is horrible, your horse ran away, you need your horse coming up for the harvest, he says, it depends, we'll see. And it turns out that horse comes back, bringing with it many other horses. So we never know what's going to lie ahead. I'm a glass half full person, and I have seen again and again and again how our community, against all odds, has made a difference, has created change, and has moved forward. And even with the challenges we face now and that we've faced over the last almost 4 years, I know that we will move forward stronger than ever. We will achieve the change we seek, and it's going to take all of us together. So that gives me hope, even in these difficult times.